Okay, we're back to Project Independent and You. I am your host, John Ryan. I'm here today with Iris Bunshaft, who is a co-host with me. And now we're being joined by our producer, Christina Liu, who's going to be helping us out for the next segment. I'm saying good morning to Christina on the air, but I've said good morning to her 2 hours ago.
Yeah, we can say it again. Yeah.
We're going to do a bunch of announcements and conversation about different things that are happening and coming up. The first one is Friday, January 30th. Is Judy Bosvert's, a supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosvert's second State of the Town address. It's going to be held at the Harbor Links, and it's going to start at noon. Okay? If you have an interest in going, and this sells out very quickly, it's 516-767-1897. That number is for the League of Women Voters, who organize the day. Doors open at 11:15. Lunch is at 12, and I believe the State of the Town is at 1 or 1:15.
1:15. And I think a lot of our seniors have gone to the 1:15 because it's free. You can go. I mean, if you can't afford to go to the luncheon, you could still go and see, you know, her speech also, which is
perfect. Okay.
Will it also be on the television program as well?
I'm sure. Yeah. Before, they usually have the recording, and they will have the transcribed. Whatever she says will be also be on the website.
Right. It'll be on the TV probably like within 2 or 3 days, 24, 48 hours by the time Alan takes the whole thing and gets it edited down a little bit. But no, definitely, because I saw the other one on the State of last year's on the TV.
Yes.
But that's important. It's run by the League of Women Voters. If you want to show up, people have been to Harbor Links. It's a nice size, but 200, 250 people, it's booked, and you're done.
It's in Port Washington.
Washington, right there. So it's 516-767-1897. And come by, listen to the talk, or you'll see it on TV. And everybody knows Judy Bosvert is a very busy lady. And last night she was at St. Bridget's, I think I'm saying it right, in reference to what is appeared to be this casino that they're trying to open in the old Fortunoff's building.
OTB.
OTB is in charge of it, trying to reopen it. And the whole community is up in arms about it.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a big part was they felt like they were not brought in on this decision. It was
not
kind of right. It was just all of a sudden it's community. Boom, we're having an OTB here. You know, it might not have been such an issue if people felt the community was more a part of it. So it's definitely something that is quite the hot topic now.
Yeah. And this actually would be in the town of Hempstead.
Right, actually. Right.
Whereas Judy is much concerned about the
right, because a lot of the surrounding areas are part of the town of North Hempstead. I think a lot of residents, that was a big issue, was the traffic that will be there now. You know, it's you know, that surrounding area is a lot of, you know.
1,200 families, I read it this morning because it was in the paper, 1,200 families and 3 schools. And I'm not knocking anybody who goes to a casino.
Right.
But, you know, it's a neighborhood. It changes.
It changes the community.
Thank you, Iris. Right. You're right. You know, the other
and
side of it is
the right to stand up and say what they think.
Right, but on either side.
But very interesting. Also, unless I'm reading it wrong, OTB has the right to do whatever they want. So even with the protests, with having Judy and Kay Murray now even Ed Mangano came out against it.
Right.
My understanding is OTB, I don't know who appoints the person.
It's state.
Has the right to do what they want.
And the governor wants to stay out of it
naturally.
Point.
Right. You know, if you don't have to be involved.
Yeah. Well, he can be involved, but not publicly. Yeah.
Right. And so actually on Wednesday, the 21st, there's another event at Call Place High School.
Right. We'll be discussing this issue.
Yeah. And this we're bringing to your attention. We're not picking a side. We just, you know, if you want to hear what's going on, you want your voice heard. That's what we do in a democracy.
Right.
So the next.
I think it's important too, you know, especially we're doing this segment to get all the information out there. I mean, I think there's a lot that goes on that people say, oh, I wish I could have went to that. You know, so here, you know.
They didn't
we're
know
able
about
to,
it.
Right, exactly.
Right. Our new Congresswoman, Kathleen Rice, is being installed on January 18th at 2 o'clock. I know Judy's going to be there, and that's going to be at the Yes We Can Center.
Taking over. And we got her on our program, too.
Yes.
Yeah, no, and she's a wonderful lady, and,
she
you know, is replacing a wonderful woman. You know, it's going to be tremendous, but this is going to be her official kickoff, which is great, and we wish her the best of everything.
Yes, by all means.
Events coming up in the town, Christina?
Yeah, well, you know, there's just to be, you know, it's that tax time is, you know, slowly approaching. I mean, hopefully some of us are getting good rebates. But our receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, is he's been doing, and I think actually the first one might start January 21st. He's going to be holding these property assessment grievance workshops all throughout the town. I just think it's important. I mean, I know it's overwhelming for me. I could imagine, you know, most people, it's all that you don't know what to fill out. And there'll actually be people on hand helping you fill out applications. Charlie's a doll, so I think it'll work out.
Right.
Yes, I've been to them a number of times. They're invaluable.
Okay.
I'm agreeing. And the interesting thing about when you grieve your taxes, making this very simple, if there's 100 people in the town and 90 grieve and get a reduction, the 10 that didn't grieve pick up the difference.
Right.
So it behooves everybody, unless you feel like giving your money away, to grieve, because it's not like it's coming from a different pocket. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the town, or the county, rather.
Yeah, and I think it
but you have
so
to have valid. I mean, it has to be a valid.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, and I think it's worth going. I mean, they're free. They're all over the town. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, there's going to be at a bunch of different libraries. The Great Neck Social Center is going to have a program. If you ever have any questions as to where, you know, just obviously call 311 or 869-6311. And Charlie will be on our show on February 6th talking about the same thing.
So. Terrific. Now, I have a question, which
Know. Let me just say, the filing begins January 1st to March... I've forgotten. March, what is it? March 31st or something? So it is not a forever thing.
And March 2nd.
March 2nd.
Yep, January 2nd to March 2nd.
Right.
Right, and that's what's important. You know, you're better off getting this information early on so you know what decisions to make.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, Christina's saying it. Call 311. We're going to be stressing this for the next couple of weeks. The whole purpose is to try to keep everybody aware of what's going on.
Right.
Because the last thing you want to do is turn and say, I didn't know. When was the deadline? Last week. So it's another year goes by. And things happen and you forget and everything else. So it's, you know, you have someone like Charlie Berman, receiver of taxes, who's out there to help.
And they'll all be on hand. You know, you'll actually be able to ask questions. You know, I mean, there's so many. You know, we've had Charlie on the program before. And there's just so many different things out there that you might not know you're qualified for, you know, even, you know, in respect to house taxes and, you know, star exemptions. I mean, there are things that, you know, in like they are, like Iris was saying, it's not an indefinite amount of time. You know, you have to do these things in a timely fashion.
Right. And also not only Charlie and Cheryl Lee, who will be there as well, but also people in the audience ask questions that you never thought to even ask. And you are learning from both ends.
Mm-hmm. Right. Actually, what's going on? We talked about that earlier with the show. You with your golden nuggets, you pick up something
very important.
You know, you find, I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know I could do that.
Mm-hmm. As a follow-up to what the two ladies that we had here from Metro
Physical
Therapy, the town has exercise for balance and strength to reduce falls, a beginner's class. That is in January. It has already started, but it will be ongoing. And one of them is in Yes We Can Center at on Garden Street in Westbury on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And that will run from January 9th to the 30th. And then it goes all over again from 10 a.m. to 11. And then there's another one that's presented at the Winthrop University Hospital. And you can learn from experts how to maintain your sense of balance through exercise. And that goes on from on Fridays as well, from 11:30 to 12:30. And that begins today on January 16th, running to the 30th.
Yeah, and then, you know, just... those classes are wonderful, and as I said, they're every month. They're offered at the Yes We Can Community Center, and they're usually between 3 and 4 sessions each month. But there's the beginner's class, so you're able to go there, you know, the beginner. And then once you take that beginner's class, what Iris was referring to at the 11:30 one is the advanced class. So it's ongoing. I mean, you learn all different things, you know, whether it's nutrition, of how it affects you, you know, different balance techniques. It's a wonderful, wonderful program, and like that's every month.
And by calling 311, you'll be able to find out what is appropriate for you and the timing and the next classes.
And there's no charge.
And it's free.
That was a conversation Iris had a little bit earlier. You know, somebody may need some more advanced balancing techniques, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you start off doing it via Project Independence for free.
And then move on to something.
And then move on if you have
Metro.
To. And maybe you don't have to. And therefore, it's another thing that the town has turned around and said,
you know. It's just important, too. You know, it's winter, you know, just to get all these things under your belt and get out of the house and, you know, do things to keep active because it's so easy this time of year. I mean, I know for most you just want to sit under the covers half the time, you know, with this
it's the first
weather out here.
I don't believe you.
No, the first
after a long day at work, you know, that might be what I wanted to.
The first couple of months are tough.
Yeah.
And you know, you come after somebody the other day had a conversation between Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Families are busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're remembering your parents.
Right.
And all of a sudden, January and February comes along. The calls don't come as much, which is just normal. You're catching up.
Right.
Everybody, what you're saying, you're tired.
Right.
But you know, not everybody's tired. Somebody's looking for a phone call.
Right.
Right.
And you don't
and
think about
maybe
it.
Maybe where coping with the winter blues comes in.
Oh, very good segue.
Whoa,
there,
we're good. We are good. Tell us about it, Iris.
Yes, well, it's called the program is called Coping with Winter Blues, and it starts on Tuesday, January 27th. And it's presented by Project Independence. And let me see, to give the relevant information, it takes place at Clinton Martin Park on Marcus Avenue in New Hyde Park on Tuesdays from 2:30 to 3:30.
No, and I think it's just an important, you know, we've covered that issue a couple of times on our radio program. You know, and it's just something important. You know, it doesn't, you know, some people may, oh, I don't want to go. It sounds depressing, you know, but they give you just great fun tips, you know, and even to be aware as a caregiver, even, you know, of what to do and how to, you know.
How to recognize.
Exactly. Because I think that's the biggest thing, you know, it's, you know, and it's common. You have to know that, you know, and it is something. It's not, you're not, doesn't mean you're very depressed, you know, but you might just be a little blue, you know, it's winter learn, you know, and you're getting out there and that's one of the steps is socializing. So you're going to this health chat and you'll be able to, you know, socialize with other people, which
and seeing the daylight hours, which is really important.
Absolutely.
Mood swings. Yeah.
You know what's important actually in the community when you have seniors that are more vital than others or vibrant, they should take it upon themselves to call another friend from the neighborhood and say, listen. You know, if it was me and Iris, Iris says, John, I'm picking you up. I said, I'm not in the mood. I'm picking you up. We're going to the meeting. We'll have a cup of coffee after it. Yeah. That's a wonderful thing that one of the seniors can do for another who's able to drive. Now, if it's a bad day, you're staying home. But if it's a good day and if 20 or 30 people go and we can double that number with each person just reaching out and saying, what are you doing? Put your clothes on. We're going to the meeting this afternoon. Yeah. It's
and you
getting
know
out.
I found out today, which I hadn't been aware of, about traveling safely in ice and snow, again, related back to our earlier segments, and that's going to take place today.
Okay.
At the Mineola Library on Marcellus Road in Mineola, and that will be at 1 to 2 p.m., and again, it's about strategies for traveling safely in inclement
weather.
Yeah,
and it's done by our mobility manager, Shari Baton, who's wonderful.
Oh,
Shari's in the program?
Yeah,
Shari will be
doing it. And she does those all around the town. And if you want her to come to your group or to the wherever, you know, she'll come anywhere. And you really walk away, because I've sat through some of those presentations. What I like when you walk away, when you actually can have, like, tips.
Nuggets.
You know, it's not
nuggets.
Right. Yeah, those golden nuggets. And I think that's important, yeah, because you can get so much information in your head.
Yes.
You know, and then here, you know, you have a list. She'll give you handouts.
Right.
I mean, it's really, and it's great, you know, because Shari will address, you know, her programs are for people who are driving, people who are just walking, you know, how to give up. So she'll cover everything.
Right.
You have the opportunity to ask questions.
Right, absolutely.
Right, that's the main thing. Actually, going off course a little bit here. We have no course, but just to let everybody who's listening realize.
It's called discourse, John.
Discourse, okay. Thank you. That's good. I like that, Iris. Just to acknowledge what Christina does for everybody here.
Yes.
Because you have such a vast knowledge of the people and bringing these golden nuggets on. It's all her. I mean, as the producer of the program, she brings everybody
on. Well, thank you. I didn't know the segment was going
to
be about
No, it wasn't. It wasn't supposed to, but when I'm listening to you talk.
Value, Christina.
Oh, God, to be on this. Yeah. Listening to you, it's just tremendous.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm very passionate about Project Independence, and it's fun to bring all these. I think it's all about bringing the pieces together and just getting the word out there, really.
Yeah, and there's so much to be gotten out. That's the point. It's not like one or two programs.
Mm-hmm. This is a busy town.
It really is.
Busy town.
It certainly
I mean,
is.
You can really be involved, meet new people, hear new ideas, really feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of staying in your own home and renewing information, friendships,
And that's one thing that Supervisor Bosworth pushed for with seniors. Mm-hmm. Even with the new budget, there's no cut in any senior programs whatsoever. Everything is moving forward. And Christine is a perfect example. Yep. Yep. And Commissioner Kimberly, who is 6 months on the job after Casey left.
Yep.
Yeah. Doing a great job. That's with Community Affairs, and it's Kimberly Corcoran Galante. Give the full name, because before I said Iris, so I'll give the full names out. But you know, and the whole team, they respect the seniors. You know, they work for the seniors.
It's a very passionate team who all love seniors and the program. And you know, it's such an innovative program. So it's fun to work for, and you know, just create new ideas and just keep it, you know, keep it going.
Right, right. Which is it, and that's what you have to have. Yeah. You see. I call it owning it. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to some of these places, if it's just a job, you're looking at the clock waiting to leave. If you own it, you want that job finished before you leave. Even if it's another 20, 30 minutes, it's like, that's the right thing to do.
But you see, all of these people that work for the town of North Hempstead, they are really getting the feedback from people that they're helping, and that's very rewarding.
And that's the purpose, you know, especially, I mean, Iris can, you know, where I see we're almost out of this time segment. My producer has on. I'm staring at the clock.
Yeah, I was going to say.
but
well, you'll just,
you know,
take us to break when you're ready.
In the next segment, I definitely want to talk about our advisory committees. Just a little plug for that, because I think that's how a lot of the word gets. Because as we were saying, you know, coming from your friend, your neighbor, I think that's how information really gets out there the best.
Right. So take us to break.
All right. We'll be back in the next segment, you know, talking more about upcoming events and whatever else comes to our mind. So
we haven't covered the...